Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, world, and welcome to Realty Universal Radio, the fastest hour in radio, no doubt about it. I'm Randy Zachary, and this is a show about real estate, about God, about life, about giving back, about being the change in the world that you'd like to see. I'm privileged to bring to you Natalie Mullinex and Realty Universal, a company dedicated to excellence. Realty Universal is a revolution founded on a very simple principle. We believe sellers and buyers should have choices. We have been a pioneer in the menu program system. More on that, of course, a little later. Natalie Mullinex, president and founder of Realty Universal, averaged over $80 million a year in sales prior to stepping back to focus more on building Realty Universal membership network. She's an accomplished speaker, writer, consultant, trainer, and, oh, by the way, mother. She travels worldwide, literally, spreading the gospel, if you will, of Realty Universal. And now, Natalie Mullinex.
Hey there, everybody. I'm so happy to be here another week. And time's just a flying by. We hope everybody's doing great out there. And for those of you that listen to archives later or doing trainings, we are going to talk today about retirement communities and reverse mortgages. Gosh, there's so many baby boomers out there, and I happen to be one of them too. It's really important to think about what you're going to do in your future and how that's going to happen. And it's popping; these retirement communities are popping up all around the country, in the U.S. Of course, and other places around the world as well. While people, builders, developers, are looking at 20, 30 years out and saying, "Hey, what are people going to need?" And there's a lot of new ways that are working really, really well. And Steve Sless, who is a regular contributor on our show, I'm so happy to have him here today. He's an expert in reverse mortgages, and he's going to explain in detail how you can buy a home using a reverse mortgage or stay put in yours while utilizing the reverse mortgage. And he's very well versed in these situations, too, where people are moving into their communities and making decisions. So we're going to kind of bounce that around today. And there's so many different ways to do it. So the rules have changed. The benefits are many. Retirement communities are being designed. Well, they started over 55, believe it or not. And nowadays 55 seems like a baby, but depending on who you are, where you are, how old you are. But it's people are finding that it comes pretty fast. And they're building them in luxury. The days are gone where you saw, like the old-timey assisted living. That there's still very nice assisted living centers. I don't mean that to coin it assisted living. But the times are changing where people are living in luxury planning and also staying put. So we're going to go over a lot of those different types today. And without further ado, I'd like to welcome Steve Sless. How are you?
Hello, my dear. So great to be back with you.
You too. So it's so great to have you on like this, and you just keep up on all these changes constantly. So you, Steve, aren't at that baby boomer time yet, right? Where are you?
I am not yet, no, but my parents are for sure, and we my parents are, and a lot of my friends' parents are. I've been in reverse mortgages now for a little over a decade, so. I understand the challenges, the financial challenges, especially that come along with being a baby boomer, and retirement planning, and homeowners especially who plan for retirement many, many years ago without taking into consideration inflation or the rising cost of living, and there's many challenges that come along with that. So while I'm not a baby boomer myself, I certainly do understand the challenges that baby boomers are going through, and I try to help
totally
them out.
You are totally an expert. You've already been in the mortgage business before you got into the reverse mortgages too, right? So you're an expert in this field, and you see it all different avenues. So, yeah, I'm just the baby boomer time will come pretty fast, but I guess a lot of people, even, people that got crushed in the stock market in 2008, there's many, many people built their retirement funds and thought they did and were, things changed, things were wiped out. I guess you see a lot of that, the situations, and what you do, you're actually doing looking at the whole picture and advising people in estate planning as well, aren't you, when you're tying in the retirement reverse mortgages?
Well, so I think it all comes together, you know, and, you know, retirement planning, financial planning, estate planning, it all kind of goes together into one. I mean, I'm certainly not an estate planner, and for that, I refer that to the professionals. But, you know, mm-hmm. what we see, mm-hmm. what we come across the most with our clients is, you know, baby boomers, you know, homeowners anywhere from 62 all the way up. We help people in their 90s as well. And, you know, they're looking for financial security. They're looking for peace of mind. They are equity rich, but, you know, not necessarily cash flow rich. And what we show them is how the reverse mortgage can be strategically used to supplement their cash flow, create additional revenue streams, and allow them to use the equity in their home to remain in their home for the rest of their lives. You know, a lot of our clients have been in their homes for 20, 30, 50 years. Some homes have been in the family for generations. And nobody at, you know, 70, 80 years old, most of the time, wants to pick up their life and move into another home. They have a lot of equity in their home, but they don't necessarily have the income coming in to make their lives comfortable or to live the lifestyle that they prefer to live or desire to live. What the reverse mortgage does, in essence, is it allows them to use the equity that's in their home, convert that equity into tangible cash flow, and therefore live out their lives on their terms as they want to, with just a little bit more financial security and peace of mind.
Well, tell us reverse mortgages, way back, people used to shun away from them because they said, "Hey, we're going to lose all this. We're going to lose the money because it's going to cost more money." So things have changed drastically. That's not the way the reverse mortgage works today. Tell us how is it a benefit to somebody to do the reverse mortgage versus just sell their home and take that money? If they want to stay in the home, or versus doing an equity line or some other forms of refinancing.
Sure. So it all depends on their goals, right? I mean, what we do is mm-hmm. the first step is finding out what our clients' goals are. Is it to stay in the home for the rest of their life, or are they looking at selling 4 years, 5 years, 10 years down the road? Because that's a different conversation. The way that a reverse mortgage works is, you know, there is no monthly mortgage requirement. So the would-be monthly mortgage payment, instead of paying that out of your pocket every month, it gets added to the balance, which does increase over time. And you really have to understand that a reverse mortgage is a negative amortization loan, which means the balance goes up, not down, unless you make payments to drive that balance down. So you could start out with a home that is worth, let's say, $200,000. You take out a reverse mortgage for example, $100,000 reverse mortgage. The reverse mortgage balance is going to go up over time. However, the goal of the client could be they want to increase their cash flow. They want to, you know, have additional peace of mind and just not have to stress so much every month about their life expenses. What we find too is it's very effective for medical bills nowadays are just through the roof. And as you age, the cost of medical care is rising. Insurance does not pick up sometimes a lot of the cost. There's deductibles and still that must be met.
Right.
And so a reverse mortgage can help you with those expenses as well. But you have to understand the origin of how a reverse mortgage works. You know, and I think part of the reason that reverse mortgages got a bad reputation over the years is because there was a lack of education and knowledge on the client's behalf. And you know, what we really emphasize before we, you know, try to mm-hmm. Sell a reverse mortgage, so to speak, is just, you know, you have to be educated. You have to understand the ins and outs. And oftentimes that's more than just one phone call. It's more than just two phone calls. It's
right.
Three or four or five phone calls. A lot of information exchanging back and forth between a licensed reverse mortgage professional and that person who is interested in a reverse mortgage. There's a lot of education that goes into the final decision. And ultimately, it's in most cases, it is the largest financial transaction that you're going to make for the rest of your life. And while it could be wildly beneficial, unless you really have an understanding and your family has an understanding of how it works, in addition to your financial advisors or tax professionals, you know, it takes a lot of people to come together to really grasp how it works, what are the benefits, what are the pros, what are the cons, and then you can make a well-informed decision as to if this is the proper way for you to go.
So say somebody has a property and they do not owe any money on it and they're older, and if they took an equity line, they're going to have to qualify, so they would have to have enough money coming in, whether it's Social Security, retirement, or whatever, and then they would be making payments. So on the reverse mortgage, they're not going to make the payments, but then part of it, so you can give them an amortization schedule, you can give them say this is how much you're going to have in negative amortization after 2 years, 3 years, 5 years, or if you pay this much, this is what it'll be. Like, you can actually give them different scenarios so they can make a good decision, right, and see. So it's definitely better than getting an equity line, right, because you're not making
an equity line in a lot of cases is a Band-Aid. You know, we find that when our clients are comparing a reverse mortgage to a home equity line of credit, a traditional home equity line of credit, they're in need of cash. You know, again, they're equity rich. They're not necessarily cash flow rich. So they're looking for a way to convert their equity that they have built up into tangible funds. A home equity line of credit is one way to do that. However, it is pretty difficult to qualify. You know, you have to have substantial income. You have to have a sufficient enough credit score. But beyond that, because that's the case with reverse mortgages as well, beyond that, it's the difference between having a monthly payment and not having a monthly payment.
And not having a monthly payment. But now the things have changed with reverse mortgages, right? So people have to qualify and they didn't have to in the old days, or how does that work?
So there are qualifications there's credit standards and there's income standards. You know, there's residual income standards, and that's on a case-by-case scenario. You have to have enough residual income to qualify, and you have to have a fairly clean credit profile to qualify. Doesn't necessarily mean that you won't be able to obtain a reverse mortgage if you don't meet those qualifications. There are circumstances where if you have less than substantial credit, you can still qualify for a reverse mortgage and have what's called a lifetime expectancy set aside, or LISA, as we refer to it in the industry. And basically what that is it's a forced escrow for taxes and insurance to just ensure that you're not going to default on taxes and insurance while in the reverse mortgage.
Do they always do that, or that just is based on if you want it or based on credit?
So it's based on credit. If you've proven over time that you are extremely responsible, you have a high credit rating, you meet all the residual income qualifications, then there's no requirement for the lifetime expectancy set aside or LISA. Underwriter determines that you don't meet those credit standards, then we could be required to take a portion of the funds that you qualify for through the reverse mortgage and put those in a separate escrow account, which are then used to pay out the taxes and the insurance over time. And one thing, you know, as we're talking about home equity lines of credit, before I forget to bring this up again, I want to go back. So a traditional home equity line of credit, your credit line can be frozen by the lender at any time.
A lot of those when they had the mortgage crisis, right, back in 08, 09.
Yes,
a lot of people were, they lowered it immediately. And so legally, you mean with the reverse mortgage, they can never, they can never say, hey, we're going to stop this or stop the amount, right?
So a reverse mortgage is insured by FHA. And FHA guarantees that your credit line can never be frozen. The other thing that we've brought up on previous shows before is the massive growth that you obtain in a reverse mortgage home equity line of credit. So there's a way to structure a reverse mortgage where instead of taking funds up front or in combination with taking funds up front, you can have set up for you a home equity line of credit in reverse. And what that does is it provides you with a credit line that increases your ability to borrow over time. So just throwing round numbers out there, you start out with a $50,000 line of credit. Your line of credit could grow over time to $55,000, $60,000. It actually grows by 0.5% over the interest rate on the loan. Right now, Natalie, interest rates are about 4.5%. So your credit line is going to be growing by about 5% over the life of your loan. Every month, every year, your credit line increases, allowing you to borrow more over time. And that, in combination with not having to make a monthly mortgage payment and never running the risk of having your line of credit frozen, that right there is a clear – those are three clear and profound differences between a reverse mortgage line of credit and a traditional line of credit.
Absolutely. Let's give your contact information right now, too, as well, even though everybody knows we're listening to Realty Universal Radio. This is Steve Sless, our guest. I'm Natalie Mullinex. And most of the people, but not new listeners, wouldn't know. You can also go to radio@realityuniversal.com or contact us at realityuniversal.com, and we would forward you Steve's information as well as ask questions, et cetera. But, yeah, let's give it to.
Sure. So Stephen Sless is my full name. I am the director and branch manager of First Nations Reverse Mortgage. Our reverse mortgage headquarters is out of Baltimore, Maryland. My direct phone number is 443-901-7680. You can also find me on LinkedIn. Just search by my name, Stephen J. Sless. If you Google me, you know, our content comes up, Natalie, you know, all the shows that we've done over the years, articles about reverse mortgages that I've written. So there's a lot of good information that I've tried to provide out there on the net that's pretty easy to pull up, and I hope
you're the go-to
you
guy
decide
for it.
To pull it up, you get good value from it.
You keep so on it. That's why I really respect and trust you in this, because you know it, and it's really important. So many rules are changing. What just changed in the beginning of October?
Yeah, so October 2nd, HUD made a change to reverse mortgages, which some good, some bad. They did make it a less expensive program for some. There's what's called reverse mortgage insurance, or MIP, mortgage insurance premium, that's a part of every reverse mortgage. And what that MIP does is it makes a reverse mortgage a non-recourse loan. There's specific insurance that FHA provides to the consumer that guarantees that they will never be passing on a debt to their heirs that the heirs would have to pay back out of pocket. So if you're over time, if your reverse mortgage balance becomes more than the value of the home, you're not leaving anybody a debt that they're going to have to come out of pocket and pay
for.
That's great. Get into more of the insurance later on in the show. But one of the changes that was made was the premium for that insurance is now 2% of the appraised value across the board. There used to be you either paid 2.5% or 0.5%, depending on your level of equity in the home. HUD has simplified that, and they've gone to a flat 2% for
2%.
The upfront mortgage insurance premium over, 2% of the appraised value. And it's 0.5% of the existing loan balance annually is also paid for the insurance, and that's down from 1.25%. So they made it less expensive for some.
You're paying about 2.5 total?
Well, the 2%
is on your loan. Okay, that makes sense.
The 2% gets paid up front, and that goes directly to FHA. That is 2% of your appraised value. In addition to the 2% of the appraised value, 0.5% annually of your loan balance also gets paid to FHA for this protection. I call it peace of mind insurance, because it's the reverse mortgage being a non-recourse loan is really what makes this program very special and unique as well, because you can have the peace of mind to do a reverse mortgage and never leave your heirs or family a debt.
But that, so then they kind of finance it in the amount, though. The 2% is going to be financed. You don't have to pay that out of pocket, right? It's going to be added
Correct. Okay. Correct. It's part of the closing costs, and it gets added into the loan amount.
Are you finding that TRID has affected this at all, any of this? With TRID, I know in the resident and real estate sales, people are used to it, but there's just a lot of extra fees that have come out with TRID. Are you finding any difference with TRID at all or no?
Yeah, so TRID has nothing to do with reverse mortgages. We do not apply, we don't have to go by the TRID guidelines for reverse, and I'm very happy about that. Although reverses come with their own challenges as far as rules and regulations go, some good, some bad. But back to the changes real quick. So what they also did, HUD, was they decreased the amount of money that one can qualify for. And that's a change that has We don't know what the impact is going to be yet. We probably won't know what the impact is going to be of that probably for 6 months, maybe even a year down the road. They're trying to HUD in an effort to make the program a safer program, but also in an effort to decrease the government's burden on reverse mortgages. They are providing less money available to the clients. So
are you saying that the ratios have changed, that they've raised the rate? I mean, they've lowered the ratios?
They have lowered the ratios, and they lower the ratios across the board. So everybody will qualify for less money than they did prior to October 2nd. So the ratios depend on age. It's an age-driven program. It has a lot to do with life expectancy. So the ratios really are anywhere from, low 40% up to actually in the high 30% up to the high 40%, the amount of money that you can get out of the reverse mortgage.
Give me an example. Somebody 75 years old, would they be able to get in the high 40s or would it go down to the high 30s?
So somebody 75 years old would be mid to high 40s.
Okay. And then where do you get to 38 when you're in your 80s, 90s?
No, so the older you are, actually, the more money you qualify for. It's somebody who is 62, in their young 60s, they're going to qualify for far less money than somebody that is, in their upper 70s or 80s or even 90s. However, it's actually more beneficial the younger you are to obtain a reverse mortgage and really take advantage of the growth within the line of credit. Because if you're 62 today, you start a reverse mortgage line of credit. You don't have a real specific need for additional cash flow right now, but, you're planning maybe on retiring in a few years. Your income might not be what it is today, 10 years from now. So you want to build this line of credit up as high as possible. We call it the standby reverse mortgage. There's no direct need for it now, but you want it there as a standby. So 10 years, 20 years down the road, you have a substantial amount of money that you could use to increase your monthly cash flow. So the earlier
you do a reverse
mortgage, the more you can grow that line of credit and the more funds you have later in life.
Will the line of credit ever match up to the reverse? I don't know. Say a house is $200,000. Let's use an example if it's about $200,000, and they have $200,000 worth of equity. So there's a certain percentage, I'm assuming, that they could take this. Also, when they take the money out, and then if they have a line of credit, a reverse line of credit, is the interest rate? What's it tied to? To the LIBOR, or what is it? How do they know?
Yeah, so reverse mortgage interest rates are tied to the LIBOR, which is the London Interbank Offered Rate. Sounds very technical. It's not so technical. The LIBOR is a very stable index that's used to help calculate reverse mortgage rates. Reverse mortgage rates are not tied to the 10-year bond or prime. A lot of HELOCs, home equity lines of credit, with traditional home equity lines of credit are tied to prime rates. Reverse mortgage rates are very different. If you see on TV or if you hear in the radio that rates are going up, doesn't necessarily mean that reverse rates are going up, because the LIBOR, that index that we use, is not always affected by what other market, I mean, what other indexes do.
Right. That's really good. That's really excellent. So you're able to give people, you're able to to give them different scenarios so they can kind of say, hey, I like this, I don't like that. And because you had said it takes a lot of education and a lot to understand how these reverse mortgages work to be comfortable with your estate planning and taxes and look at the whole picture. So if somebody's, so you can give them this, but if they're 62, and the reverse is going to, they're going to constantly owe more. Say they live to be 90, you're still saying it's better to do it now at 62 if you want to stay in that house for good because you have this equity line of credit on the side, too, in conjunction with the regular reverse, right, that's going to be building. And I don't know.
Correct. Well, so you can, let's say somebody, $100,000 house. I'm trying to just throw a very easy to understand example out there. So
right.
$100,000
right.
house. Let's say the client's going to qualify for, I don't know, $45,000. Okay. Of that $45,000, there's not necessarily a huge need for money right now. You know, maybe they're in their young 60s. They're still working. They still have a source of revenue or multiple sources of revenue coming in. However, you know. They want to prepare now for what could come later in life. So you want to prepare now before you get sick or before you have medical bills. What if?
Right.
You know, we talk a lot about what if. You know, what if you get sick? Do
okay.
you have a plan for unexpected medical bills? You know, do you have enough money to last the rest of your life? When's the last time you
right.
thought about how long you're going to live because life expectancy has changed drastically especially over the past 20 years. People are living longer now. So do you have enough money to last? So a lot of these questions we try to bring up as early as possible and really get them thinking, get the clients thinking about planning for the future. Then we can say, okay,
right.
you now qualify for X amount of dollars, $45,000. You can take all of it or a portion of it, put it in this line of credit, and just draw it as you need it, just as you would a traditional home equity line of credit. But if you don't need to make draws from it, just let it sit and let it grow. And
so they don't check your situation again, like in 2 years, 5 years, it doesn't ever balloon. You can stay in the house until you die, right?
You stay in the house until the last remaining owner leaves the home. And you can maximize that line of credit and have it there. So if you are 75 years old or 80 years old, you have medical expenses at that point that are a lot higher than you had at in your young 60s. You just have a need for additional cash flow. Maybe you're retired, you're not working anymore. Maybe you had other investments, other stocks, bonds, and those have run out over time. A reverse mortgage line of credit that grows over time and has that guaranteed growth of 0.5% over the interest rate for the entire life of that line of credit, for the entire life of that loan, it's a huge retirement planning device that a lot of people, until they go through the proper education channels, don't understand and could potentially miss out on, and that would be a shame.
Well, let me ask you, because the rates are so low. Yeah, go ahead, sorry.
No, I mean, my last point was just, reverse mortgages are a fairly young concept. Traditional
right.
mortgages have been
okay.
around for 200-plus years. Reverse mortgages have been around since the 80s. So there's a lot of education and there's a lot of understanding that goes into a loan product that is fairly new. Even though it's over 30 years old, it's still a fairly new concept, and there's a lot of education and understanding that needs to go into it.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, when you look at the negative amortization, which isn't going to be that high, but the rates are so low now, so say somebody goes in and they get 5% interest, and then they also have, they're doing the reverse, but then they also have an equity line, and say the equity line is $50,000, or it's going to keep increasing because if they don't take any money out, they'll have one, and then it's going to keep increasing. So say they say, hey, I want to buy this other property, or I want to take a vacation, or I want to give money to my kids. Like, they can pull out of that, right?
Absolutely, yeah.
And then
the funds can be used for anything your heart desires. There's no restrictions
okay.
on the funds. Once you have funds paid out to you via a reverse mortgage, there's no restrictions on what you can do with those funds. They're your funds. You are responsible for the taxes and the insurance and the general upkeep on the home, but what you do with the funds is your own business, and you would never have anybody to come back to you and say, hey, you got this reverse mortgage money 20 years ago. What are you doing with it?
Right. They're not going to come in there, or they're not going to run your credit and go, we're drying up the difference, right? We're going to keep, you know.
Exactly.
We're going to
exactly.
lower your, yeah, there were so many people that were actually, there was a company out there, I can't think of the name off the top of my head, a few different ones where they were teaching people to, you know, take your equity, put an equity loan, and then pay your bills with it because, and then keep doing it. And people literally had their credit removed, you know, the lines reduced, and they were in big trouble. And this was like in 2008 and 2009. So, okay, what I want to do though for the second half of the show, this flies by, is get your. We're going to go back and look at different situations. So, say you're 50, 60, or even you know late 40s, 50. You're looking at the future, and 62 is the age that you both people have to be, or just one party in the couple. Has to be at least 62
so at
to
least,
take advantage of the reverse.
At least one party, except for in Texas. In Texas, both parties do, they are required to be 62 in Texas.
Okay. And then if somebody passes away, say the person 62 passes away and the other person's 50, can they still stay in the home and the reverse keeps going?
Well, so if move? You're, so if only one spouse is under the age of 62, that spouse that's not of age would be considered a non-borrowing spouse. So they would have spousal protections to the home. However, they would not be eligible for reverse mortgage funds. And once the spouse that is 62 passed away, the funds would go away after that. So if there's a line of credit open, the spouse that's not yet 62 would not have access to the line of credit. They would still have certain spousal protections and rights as far as the home goes and the ownership of the home. However, they would not be a part of the reverse mortgage itself.
Oh, would they actually be able to live in the home if they wanted to forever until they passed?
Yep, absolutely. So, that's the spousal protections that I was talking about. They would certainly
right.
be able
so
to
they,
remain in the home for the rest of their life. They just wouldn't have access to the reverse mortgage funds.
So they on the equity line, okay. So it's not an equity line, but the funds. Now, with these funds also, if just one person's doing it and then they pass away, their family doesn't get any money from that either, right? They just have to sell the house, pay off the reverse, and then move forward, right? There isn't any.
Well, it depends on the level of equity left in the home when the last remaining homeowner leaves the house or passes away. In this case, that you're providing me now. You know, in many circumstances, there is still equity left. You know, the value of homes are continuing in most areas to increase over time. And just because the reverse mortgage is a negative amortized loan, meaning the balance goes up over time, doesn't necessarily mean that there's going to be no equity left when the reverse mortgage comes due.
But if there's equity left, right, then they get it. The family gets it. But if
correct.
There was the credit line, they don't get any. They can't use that credit line, right? At all. That's just part of.
Correct.
Right.
Correct. The credit line and the growth that comes with the credit line is only for the reverse mortgage borrower.
Okay. Okay. That moves. So say somebody's right now. There's lots of things, especially around the United States and all over the world. Things are changing, but you have so many baby boomers that are out there now and getting ready to retire or retirement age, and what we're seeing is many retirement communities are popping up, and there's a lot of different communities, and I'm sure you're probably dealing with a lot of people with what you do. You're running into this situation a lot where people are trying to decide whether to age in place at home or age in place somewhere else, and then you're also able to assist them. I wanted to go through some of these and then get your take and have you explain to our listeners how they can also purchase a home if they want to take the money out of their home and purchase another home, right? Under the
Absolutely,
go through that. So it's interesting. There's all different types of communities. There's retirement communities, senior communities. They have retirement villages. It's aging in place, which is a continuing care. Retirement communities, I'm going to go through and kind of explain some of these a little bit because it's just so different. It really makes sense now what they're doing. A lot of the builders are looking at the future and building these with to be in place. Now, there's continuing care retirement communities, and what that is usually part independent living, your part assisted living, and part skilled nursing home. So people can actually go in very healthy and have an independent living and then part assisted living, but it's set up with a tiered approach to the aging process so that it can accommodate residents, their changing needs. So, for example, you know, they could be healthy and 2, 5 years, 10 years later they're not, and then they can still stay in that community but move to a different section. A lot of these are popping up around the country. They actually, some have single-family homes, apartments, condominiums, and then also the care inside the building that would have the nursing facilities, et cetera. I would think you run into this a lot, right? But that so there's so many ways to look at what somebody wants to do. There's a retirement house is typically like an old age home. You know, we call them nursing homes, assisted living. That's usually a multi-residence property for senior citizens. People may have their own room, their own apartment. It's really interesting to go and check these out, and I'm sure most people on the call too. And I want to get your take on this because you see it all the time, more than I do. In the real estate industry, we see it, but not as much as you do because you're having these conversations with people about what's our next step and how do we pay for it and where are we going and what are we doing. They actually have over 55 communities, which when you think 55 to 62 isn't that long, is it? When you look at planning. I used to think it was London's not long anymore. And so the over 55 communities there's different rules in place with that as well, where you can have a family member stay for maybe 2 weeks. There's just different rules you have to check into on when you have visitors. But what I'm finding, though, is that they're mixing this in, and it's something good to look at. So active adult communities include single-family homes, townhomes, cluster homes, multi-housing, and manufactured housing. Leisure communities are designed with for empty nesters, and many times these communities have golf and activities and quite a lot. The retirement villages are offering all kinds of accommodation options, services, and facilities. So it pays for you to check into all of this and see what happens. There's also a lot of these villages and retirement communities, people listening may think you have to buy into it. There's many areas where you're able to just rent, you know, rent your condo or rent a house. I've seen places, I mean, that are $8,000, $10,000 a month, and some places, there's a place in Uniontown, Pennsylvania, where you can get a place for $400 a month. Can you imagine a little apartment for $400 a month within a community? So it's really pays to check everything out. And so there's, oh, I'm just looking at, want to list a few different ones and get your take on this because, let's see. We've got continuous care. That's continuous care requirement communities. And then we have, what is this? This is the Community of Accreditation of Rehabilitation Facilities. They actually oversee some of these rehabilitation centers. That's a little different when people go to the rehabs, but they've got life care community, retirement communities that actually provide independent living and nursing home care. So they also have what they call a life care contract. Some of these places, people can go in 60 years and older, and they'll provide services usually in the same area as I was mentioning earlier, depending on their level of care. I've heard, and it's good to check into, that some places, if you get into them early, they're going to cost you less money than if you're in later, because when you really need care. So they do have contracts, and it kind of sounds like, oh, when I think about it, I'm like, oh, it sounds like a lot to take in. But so I do want to get your take on some of these that we're mentioning, and because you run into situations where people are making the decisions and how they want to do it. So what have you seen out there?
So I think, I think these communities are wonderful. We certainly have a lot of clients within these communities and purchasing homes within these communities. We see a lot of, because we're in Baltimore, so we're in the Northeast. We see a lot of, homeowners that are sick of the cold, that they're ready to head south or head to warmer climates, and they're finding these wonderful retirement communities, and they're able to actually purchase a home in the retirement community by way of a reverse mortgage. And that's a really unique way of using a reverse mortgage to purchase a home. So you can purchase a home and enter into a reverse mortgage all in one process instead of purchasing the house, paying one set of closing costs on the purchase, then doing a reverse mortgage, paying a second set of closing costs. You know, it's a way to do it all in one transaction. And that is a growing sector of our business that is really starting to take off. And it's a way not only for the homeowner to benefit, but for the real estate community as well. You know, there's a lot of business out there that, you know, as far as real estate agents go, helping clients find homes that they can purchase with a reverse mortgage and getting a lot more bang for the buck. With the reverse mortgage purchase, you're putting down, you qualify for the same amount of money. Okay, so let's say you're buying a $100,000 home in Florida. You want to move from Baltimore. You're going to move to Florida. You want to buy a $100,000 home in Florida. Let's say you qualify again for 45%. Okay, so that portion is covered by a reverse mortgage. You would be coming to the table with the additional money in the way of cash that is sourced through another, you know, asset of yours. So if you sell your home up in Baltimore, you're going to move to Florida. You profit from the sale of the house up in Baltimore. You're moving down to Florida. Okay. You're going to use a portion of that profit, put that down as a down payment. The rest of the home is now covered with a reverse mortgage. And you never have any monthly mortgage payments on the home. So it's a way to purchase more home than you ordinarily would, or just purchase a home without the monthly mortgage payment requirement. So as you move, you know, as you're moving to not only get out of the cold weather, but you're moving to get yourself out of a monthly mortgage payment as well. And we found that a lot of our clients have had success in doing so. And we've developed a lot of strong relationships with realtors that have been able to, you know, educate their clients that this product is available and able to have them purchase more home than they ordinarily would, or a nicer home than they ordinarily would. But the communities are great.
So they're selling. You think the community, because they have a lot of assistance, right, for people as they get older.
You're able to keep up with your with an active lifestyle in a lot of these communities. And like you said, there's golf, there's tennis, there's pottery classes, there's art classes. These communities are wonderful. I do want to mention, you know, in order to use a reverse mortgage to purchase one of these properties, if it's a condominium community, if it's a condominium association that runs these communities, you need to make sure that the condominium association is FHA approved.
Okay.
So
that's really
some are condo associations, others aren't, but you always want to get in the habit of asking, hey, is this a condominium association? Is it a homeowners association? Is there any association that I need to pay fees to? If it is a condominium association, any condominium association must be FHA approved in order to be eligible for FHA financing, which a reverse mortgage is FHA financing.
So you have to make sure, right? And I would think a lot of the retirement and communities are going to be FHA approved. If they're newer, I would think, wouldn't they? Most of them be. Or now, if they're not, can they go through the process and get approved? Or when we go through and get the certifications, et cetera, and go through the list?
Yeah, you definitely can. You definitely can. Not necessarily the easiest process to become FHA approved, but we have been
able to help clients. I used to do that with builders and take them through Rawland and Record Plan and get them approved years ago. But yeah, there's a process. But I mean, it can't. I would think a lot of the communities, depending on the price, points, would want to be FHA approved. But that's a great point to make sure they are upfront before going through everything. So if you, so on the when they're doing the reverse and they're buying something, you're still finding out. So if they sell their one property and then they still do the reverse, they're still usually ending up. It's good to look at that rather than just to buy it outright and use all their cash, right?
Yeah, I mean it's a way to purchase a home without the requirements of making any mortgage payments. So. You know, homeowners that especially those who are moving into senior communities, it's all about cash flow. You know, if you plan on purchasing a home for cash, there's a clear benefit of only putting up a portion of the cash that you would have spent
exactly.
on the home and
Absolutely.
Doing a reverse
Absolutely.
Mortgage, and you're keeping as much cash in your pocket as you can to use
Absolutely.
Later in life, to use for retirement. But even if it's not a, you know, retirement community, if you're going to purchase a home and you're over the age of 62, you certainly owe it to yourself to learn about the reverse mortgage for purchase. It's a unique way to buy a home without having to make a mortgage payment, and there's clear benefit
mm-hmm.
in that. And, you know, it's
mm-hmm.
anybody I would recommend that is over the age of 62 that is going to purchase a home, whether it's to relocate, downsize, upsize later in life, certainly should check out the reverse mortgage for purchase or call me to, you know, to explore it, and I can get into a lot more detail at that point.
I love it, love it. So we're listening to Steve Sless. This is Natalie Mullenix, and it's Realty Universal Radio. Yeah, they're making a lot of changes, it seems. So do these changes usually come in yearly now, or are they a couple times? It depends.
No, it's the government, Natalie. You know how that is.
Us on our end, we're having to check every. You know, when I say something that in the past I would know it was a definite, I have to say, let me double check this. Let me just double check this because.
Yeah, I mean,
we find ourselves
in the same position too. I always tell my team and all of my clients, you know, there's one constant in the mortgage business, and it's not just the reverse mortgage business, but in the mortgage business in general, the one constant is always change. You know, there's always change in this business and, you know, some good, some bad. I think, you know, most of the changes that have been made in the reverse mortgage industry have certainly strengthened the program, made it a safer program, made it a program that really solidifies one's retirement plan. You know, and there's been some that we haven't been so happy about, but you know, not all changes are good. I think they have been done with the right, the right mindset. You know, we're always looking for ways to make the reverse mortgage better. FHA and HUD, when they make changes, they're looking not only to make the reverse mortgage better, but they're also looking, you know, to because these are all government-insured loans, they're looking to make sure that they're going
to
protect themselves as well.
Absolutely, definitely need to protect everything. There's absolutely. There's a lot of information, thanks to Google, that we can, that you can find about these different communities and which way you'd like to move or not move. They also have, believe it or not, I think it's funny, I was reading, they also have fee-for-service, like we do in our business with the menu programs and the real estate systems. There's just so many different ways to do things these days. I think the reverse mortgages just sound like a no-brainer to go into and do. And let that, you know, stretch your money instead of just letting it sit, right? You mean stretch it in a way that, and because there's so many different ways for you to be able to stretch it rather than just have it all tied up into your home.
I mean, these days it's about strategic and educated retirement planning. You know, retirement mm-hmm. retirement is not. I always say I hold a lot of seminars across the state and across the Northeast when I meet with. Homeowners that were seniors that come to the seminar, I always start out by saying, you know, retirement is not what it once was. It's just not. You know, 30 years ago, 40 years ago, you worked at a job for 30 years, you retired, you got a gold watch, you got a pension, and you knew at that point you had a guaranteed revenue source that's going to be there on the first of the month, every single month until the day you die. And if you're lucky enough to have worked for one of those companies and you have that pension, God bless you. Great for you. Most people
You're right.
Don't.
No, it's a good point.
And
no, they don't. A lot of people did and don't anymore. Yeah.
You got to look for ways to make your money stretch, and you got to look for – unique ways, such as the reverse mortgage, that you could optimize your cash flow and hold on to as much money as possible, especially with, you know, the not only the retirement age increasing, but life expectancy is increasing as well. And a lot of clients that we talk to on a daily basis say, Steve, you know, we planned for retirement 20 years ago. 20 years ago, we had no idea that, you know, we would be as healthy as we are, knock on wood, that we would still be as active as we are, but we also had no idea that gas prices were going to be $3 a gallon. We had no idea that our medical expenses were going to be $1,000 a month.
No.
And we're searching for ways to increase our cash flow and just preserve our money throughout our retirement years. And a reverse mortgage is not the only way to do that, but it's certainly a viable piece to be able to strategically plan to live out the rest of your life without running out of money.
Now you can do these in all 50 states, right?
We are. So reverse mortgages are offered in all 50 states. My particular office is licensed in 26 of the 50 states.
Okay.
But reverse mortgages are available in all 50 states, including Hawaii.
Fantastic. Because it's really good because I agree. People need to be more educated on them. I think a lot of people aren't even looking in, you know, until they are in certain situations, and it really should be offered to everybody. I know it's offered, but I'm just saying for people to be more educated on it. Because you hear these taboo stories from the past, and it's just not the case anymore. I love it.
Right. I think everybody should at least have the knowledge and the education at their disposal. You know, if you become educated and you choose and you make a decision that, you know, reverse mortgages are just not the way that I particularly want to go. You know, I'm not comfortable with having my loan balance go up, or I'm just not comfortable not making a mortgage payment. So there are people out there who say, you know, I still just want to try to live that American dream of buying a home and paying off a home and leaving that home to generations to come. And if that's truly the case, a reverse mortgage probably is not the best solution for you. But it might be, and you might find that there's a way to structure a reverse mortgage so you're protecting the equity in the home while still providing yourself with a growing line of credit for the future.
You know what you just said makes so much sense, because it's all what we're thinking. It's all, you know, the life we've lived, how we look at things, right? And some people, I mean, they go in and say they get finance degrees or learn everything. They don't have to have the degrees, but learn everything they can about money and finances. It's really when you look at who's actually ending up with the more money and freedom at the end, it really is allowing ourselves the permission to leverage, to utilize it, to see the best way to do it. I can say, you know, I've come from the old school of you build your business and you put the money back in and put it back in and you pay the overhead, and then you wake up and go, wait a minute, why didn't I leverage or borrow more money? You know, I don't mean borrow to get so in debt, you know, I think, because people love to not have debt. But there's a way to leverage it, and it sounds like this is so good to look at and see, hey, does it make sense for me to leverage my money? I'm going to be on a fixed income, whether it's you could even have rental properties, you could have your annuities, you could have independent, whatever. You know, you can have just a Social Security income, right? Maybe retirement, maybe not. But when you look at it, it does make sense to talk to you and explore the options and look at how it's going to work if you're not making those monthly payments, you know, and you're taking that money and also getting the home, not an equity loan, but the other, what do you call that line of credit? Is it just called a line of credit?
Yeah, it's a reverse mortgage line of credit.
Okay,
you know,
so that can even be where you're taking that. Yeah, that can be where you're actually – so it's worth it to look at both ways and see which way makes sense. It's rather than staying in your home, saying it's completely paid off, and then struggling, not having any extra monies, is when this can make it – it's definitely worth
it. I'll give you a great example, and I know we're getting a little short on time, so I'll try to keep it brief. You know, we had a client here a couple months back that we closed a reverse mortgage for. Homeowner lives in Florida by herself, widowed. She inquired about a reverse mortgage, took a couple months to become educated. was very standoffish from the get-go, just because there she didn't quite understand how it worked. It was too good to be true.
Sure.
It took a lot of time, and it took a lot of education to really go through and explain in great detail every aspect of the reverse mortgage, discuss options, discuss pros, cons, other options that are out there. And she told us, she said she was dealing with another loan officer that works with me. She said, I've struggled to make ends meet. I put my kids through college. I have three great kids. They're grown. They're educated. I did everything for everybody else, but I never took care of me. And so, you know what? I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do the things in life that I want to do, and I'm going to go to sleep at night not struggling, not having to worry that the next day I'm not going to be able to pay my bills. And it was amazing to hear, it was amazing to hear, and it was even more amazing to see. So we've become great Facebook friends, and every month she's taking trips, she's going to restaurants, she's
really
doing the things that she wanted to do, she's loving life.
That's fantastic.
And she's been a great inspiration for us and for a lot of our clients as well, for them to see on Facebook, this person who did so much for so many, but never took the time to take care of herself. And this product offer has been able to change her life.
I love it. I love it. And that we as women, I don't want to say anything against men, because a lot of men are raising families to themselves by themselves and struggling to keep the families going. And so, but it's funny because there's different seasons in life. And when you mentioned the old traditional way, hey, I want to pay off my house and leave it to generations or do this. And in our time, many people, their house is all they do have to leave, right? And then there's some people that don't even have a house. They're trying to you hear it over and over again, and that's so exciting to hear that the story you just told. And it's never too late, just because you've done it one way, it's always good to look at options. And many people, what do they say, the Bible says, my people perish for lack of knowledge, right? And it's true about everything, because none of us can know everything. And it does pay to see how we're going to make it financially. It's amazing. But we're stuck with these traditions. Sometimes we have just one way. We only see one way to do it. Some people get very nervous to have any debt, or any bills or any money to be owed. You see all types of situations, right?
What I would say is, I understand, but nothing is what it once was. And that's a phrase that I say a lot, and I say it a lot to my clients. I say it a lot to our employees here. Nothing is what it once was. Everything is evolving. Everything changes. And sometimes, change isn't a horrible thing, and oftentimes it's a great thing. But you have to be at least open-minded enough to explore change, to become educated on what the change is, before you know whether the change is going to be beneficial to you or not. And that story, Natalie,
exactly.
I have so many examples of clients. We have another client of ours. She just went on an Alaskan cruise, a two-week Alaskan cruise. Not because she all of a sudden has money and she's burning through her money, but it's because she's done all the things that she wants to do in life and never did a lot of the so-called luxuries. She never had the opportunity to experience these types of luxuries in her life. And why not? Why not? She could very easily stay in her home and hunker down and not spend a lot of money and just get by. But who wants to just get by? You live once.
But I think there's something with what you just said. We have about a minute left. Oh, it flies by all the time. I love having you on.
Always.
What really, though, it's interesting, though, because what happens, though, is I think with this reverse mortgage, when they're saying, hey, I can definitely stay in my home, they're not kicking me out. You know what I mean? Like, I know you have to figure out how the taxes have to be paid. I mean, everything has to, and they do that. But I think it's that peace of mind, right? To know, hey, it's already figured out now for these many years, right? I mean, I think that lifts a big weight off of people's head, rather than thinking, I have to come up with this money by this time, et cetera. I think that's...
To me, Natalie,
peace
of mind sums up reverse mortgages, better than any other phrase that I could possibly think of. It's all about financial security and peace of mind.
Right. Makes total sense. So thank you again, once again, and we will talk to you soon. I didn't know you had a Facebook group. We have to connect on that.
We do. We do. And it's always a pleasure.
You too. So to everybody out there, I wish you peace.
Thank you for joining us on Realty Universal Radio. Our hope is that you are enlightened, encouraged, and mobilized to be an agent of change. Realty Universal is on Facebook. Join us there. Follow us also on Twitter at Realty Universal. And for more information, you can go to RealtyUniversal.com. Make it a great day.